Picture a football field where half the players don't know the rules. They're talented, they're trying hard, but they keep getting penalized for violations they didn't know existed. This was Keenan's reality as a young player, and it's the reality for thousands of salespeople today. They're losing deals not because they lack skill or effort, but because they're playing the wrong game entirely. They think sales is about pitching products, building relationships, and closing hard. But what if everything you've been taught about selling is backwards? Here's the uncomfortable truth. Most salespeople aren't good at their jobs, not because they're lazy or unintelligent, but because they're operating with a fundamentally flawed understanding of what selling actually is. They blame bad leads, high prices, or unresponsive prospects when deals fall through. But these are symptoms, not causes. The real problem? They don't understand that customers don't buy products. They buy change. And change only happens when the pain of staying put exceeds the fear of moving forward. Think about the last time you had a headache. Would you pay 50 cents for relief? Probably. $5? Maybe. $1 million? Absolutely not. Unless you discovered that that headache was actually a symptom of a brain tumor. Suddenly, the value equation transforms completely. This is the essence of gap selling, understanding the space between where your customer is now and where they desperately need to be. Every sale begins with a problem, and problems only matter when their impact creates genuine discomfort. A customer might mention their inefficient system, but that's just a technical issue. The real problem, the business problem, is the $20,000 they're hemorrhaging monthly in extra staffing costs, or the millions wasted on mismanaged inventory. Most salespeople stop at the surface problem and wonder why their pitch falls flat. Gap sellers dig deeper, uncovering the cascading consequences that keep executives awake at night. The gap itself is where value lives. A small gap between current and future state creates minimal urgency. But when you help customers see the true magnitude of their problem, when you reveal that their minor inefficiency is actually costing them market position, competitive advantage, and millions in lost revenue, the gap expands, and with it, so does the perceived value of your solution. You're no longer selling software or consulting services. You're selling $10 million in additional revenue or the survival of their business in a changing market. Gap selling challenges nearly every traditional sales assumption. First truth, no one cares about you. Your awards, company history, years in business, customers research that online before meeting you. They care about what you can do for them right now to solve their specific problems. Second, forget always be closing. That aggressive mentality is why customers avoid salespeople. The sale is won during discovery, not at the end. Research analyzing over 1 million sales calls found successful salespeople spend more than half their time listening during discovery, while unsuccessful ones talk 80% of the time. When you're pitching, you're losing. Third, relationships don't close deals. Expertise does. This contradicts decades of dogma insisting people buy from people they like. Research reveals 89% of elite salespeople don't feel a need to be liked, and only 1% believe relationships are key to closing business. What wins deals? Being knowledgeable enough about your customer's business to challenge their thinking and expose problems they didn't know existed. Be the expert, not the friend. Another stinging truth: humans naturally resist change, even when claiming they want it. Studies show we instinctively prefer tradition and familiarity. Researchers gave students identical chocolate, telling half it was from a 73-year-old brand and half from a 3-year-old brand. The older chocolate rated higher every time. This is your fundamental challenge. Even customers seeking change will experience subconscious resistance as closing approaches. Your job isn't just solving problems, it's making the future state so compelling it overcomes our biological preference for the status quo. Before mentioning your product, become an expert in your customer's messy, day-to-day reality. Create a problem identification chart listing every potential problem you can solve, its business impact, and root causes. This transforms you from product peddler to diagnostic expert. Discovery is a conversation with purpose. Start with, tell me about, or walk me through to gather facts. Then dig into process questions, revealing how they work. When a customer says, we're not growing fast enough, press for specifics. What does fast enough mean? Without quantification, you can't understand the problem or measure success. Hunt for three problem types: technical problems, broken processes, business problems, financial impacts, and existential problems, why problems exist. A customer might have disparate systems, that's technical. The business problem is $240,000 in extra staffing costs. The existential problem might be leadership never prioritized integration after growing through acquisition. Understanding all three positions you as the expert, creating tailored solutions. The critical insight: discover both current and future state simultaneously. While uncovering problems, ask, how would this ideally work? Refuse vague answers. Better efficiency means nothing. Reducing turnaround by 20% and increasing production by 50% creates a clear, measurable target. You're not selling a product, you're selling their desired outcome, that exciting future where problems are solved. Once you've completed thorough discovery, your demo should feel less like a presentation and more like showing customers their own reflection in a better future. Here's the rule: never say if during a demo. Phrases like, if you have this problem, reveal you don't actually know your customer. Even worse, don't showcase every feature your product offers. Customers don't care about everything your product can do. They care only about what solves their specific problems. Think of it like shopping for a prom dress. Showing cargo shorts and wool sweaters might demonstrate your store's range, but it's completely irrelevant to the customer's immediate need. Your demo should be a tailored experience, organized by your problem identification chart, addressing problems from greatest to least impact. Limit yourself to 6 key features maximum. It's better to thoroughly demonstrate the business value of one relevant feature than briefly mention dozens that may not matter. After demonstrating each feature, use anchoring questions. Can you see how this feature will improve your churn rate by 15%? These questions serve double duty. They anchor your solution as the standard against which customers judge alternatives, and they validate you're addressing actual needs. This approach exploits a cognitive bias, where people rely heavily on the first piece of information they receive. Your goal is making your solution the baseline, the obvious choice, the only logical path forward. Never combine discovery and demo in the same meeting. They serve completely different purposes and require separate conversations, ideally with 3 to 4 days between to process findings. Even if customers are eager to see your product immediately, explain that without proper discovery, you can't deliver a customized demo worth their time. This discipline separates gap sellers from product pushers.